Hi, this is Chris Malta, CEO of Worldwide Brands. We created OneSource, the internet's largest and most highly respected source for finding genuine wholesale suppliers for your online business. I'm also the product sourcing editor for eBay Radio. Today I did my eBay Radio segment with Griff, and I realized that what we were talking about was extremely important information that I wanted to pass along to everyone. I've been involved in wholesale and retail for 35 years, and I have never seen an opportunity come along like the one I'm about to describe to you. Right now, between today and December 31st of 2007, you have a tremendous opportunity to turn a slow economy into a huge profit for your e-biz. There are very rare times when several things in the economy happen in a certain order at just the right time and end up giving you a rare chance to take advantage of the system. This, right now, is one of those times. Don't miss it. Let me explain what I'm talking about. I'm going to give you a list of things that sound like bad news, and then tell you how to take advantage of all that news to actually make money from it. So don't get discouraged by the bad news. Wait to hear the good news at the end. Early this year, all the financial leaders in retail were talking about how the 2007 holiday season was going to take another big leap forward, especially in e-commerce. Everybody was looking forward to making even more money this holiday season than last year in 2006. At the same time, the economy was working well, people were spending money, and all the indicators said that this would be true. In June and July of this year, consumer confidence and consumer expectations, which are a big part of how the retail market plans for the holidays, were at their highest points all year. That means that everyone was feeling confident about being able to spend money. When everyone feels confident about being able to spend money, the retail business and, of course, e-commerce, which is part of the retail business, does very well. However, in August, consumer confidence and expectations began to fall. Why? Well, we've all heard somehow or other what's been happening in the mortgage and housing markets and with the cost of energy. One of the biggest mortgage lenders in the U.S. suddenly found themselves nearly going out of business. They'd made a lot of mortgage loans to people who suddenly couldn't pay them back. Housing prices were at an all-time high, but after seeing what happened to this mortgage lender, all the banks got nervous and made it much tougher to get home loans. The prices of housing started to fall because houses were not selling. That means that the equity or value that people thought they had in their homes started to drop, which made everyone nervous about spending money. Shortly after that, one of the biggest investment companies in the country reported a huge multi-billion dollar loss in their third quarter. Why? Because a lot of their investment funds were tied up in the home mortgage market, which was in trouble. The huge loss by this company hurt a lot of people in this country that had investments with them, and more people got nervous about spending money. Then another big investment company announced another huge loss. Around the same time, some of the smaller banks started to get into trouble because of problems in the mortgage market. Now, while all this was going on, the U.S. dollar is still devaluing more around the world, and energy costs are still going up. You see that at the gas pumps every time you fill your tank. This made even more people nervous about spending money. As a result of all these things and more, our economy has slowed down a bit. People are holding on to their money. They're saving and conserving it because they're uncertain about the near future. That, in turn, slows down retail and e-commerce sales. So, the Consumer Confidence Index and the Consumer Expectations Index began falling as well. What does all this mean? It means that retailers, both in physical stores and in e-commerce, are now expecting possibly the slowest holiday season we've seen in 5 years. We're seeing evidence of that right now. All the big retail stores make projections every 3 months that tell us how much profit they expect to earn in the next 3 months. They do this so that their stockholders will know where they stand. Very recently, retail giants like JCPenney, Kohl's, Lowe's, Starbucks, Ralph Lauren, Macy's, and many more have all lowered their profit expectations for this holiday season. The retail business is struggling right now, and predictions for the holiday season don't look all that great. Some economists actually use the word lousy to describe the upcoming holiday season expectations. That's all bad news for retail and e-commerce, because the holiday season is our biggest money maker every year. Okay, now that I've given you all this doom and gloom news, let's get to the silver lining. Here's how you can turn this year's economic events into a way to actually make more profits. It all has to do with the way wholesalers get ready for the holiday season, and I guarantee that most e-biz owners out there are not going to realize this. When you understand it, you'll have an edge that can make you profitable even through a slow season like this one. Remember I said that in June and July of this year, all the consumer indexes were very high? That is the key. June and July are the time of year when wholesale suppliers decide how much inventory they're going to put in their warehouses to meet the holiday season demand. As far as the wholesale suppliers knew back in June and July, a really great holiday season was still being predicted. So wholesale warehouses are filled to the rafters with products right now, and wholesalers are starting to worry that they're going to have a lot of products left over at the end of the year. There are lots of reasons why wholesalers don't want leftover products after December 31st. Most importantly, they have to pay taxes on the products they still have in the warehouse after the end of the year, and they don't want to do that. They also have to make room for new product models coming out in January because they have certain commitments to their manufacturers. The important thing to remember is that right now, wholesale suppliers have a lot more products in stock than they think they'll be able to sell this year. What happens when they have more products than they think they can sell? The deals begin. Wholesalers are cutting prices, they're discounting, they're liquidating, they're doing anything they can do to empty their warehouses by December 31st. That's very unusual for this time of year and rarely ever happens this way. For you, as an e-biz owner, that's great news. This is the time, right now, to start talking to wholesalers and asking them what kind of special pricing and discount deals they're willing to give you. If you know enough to ask, you can get reduced wholesale pricing and pass some of the savings on to your customers, which makes you more competitive. That puts you way out in front of your competition this season. You can also stock up on a lot of these reduced price products from wholesalers, enough to carry you into the first couple of months in 2008. When you do that, you start out the new year with much higher profits because you got those products at great discounts at the end of this year. This is a unique buy low and sell high deal. It's the kind of thing that stockbrokers get very excited about when it happens with stocks. In this case, it's happening with wholesale products, but most online sellers will never even realize it. Now you know it. Look, I know it's discouraging to hear that the holiday season may not be all that great this year. That's okay, though. You can make it great for your business simply by contacting wholesalers of products you want to sell and asking them what they'll do for you in the way of discounts. Even if they're not giving up much of a discount on the specific items that you want to sell, they will have deep discounts on a lot of other products. So go for products that are related to what you sell and work those into your sales as well. This is a once-in-a-lifetime wholesale opportunity that you should not pass up. The best way to take advantage of this situation is through our product sourcing tool, OneSource. We list thousands of wholesalers who'll be making incredible deals until the end of December this year. Don't miss out on this one. We won't see a situation like this for many years to come, if ever again. Go to worldwidebrands.com, get into OneSource, and start talking to those wholesalers right now while there's still time to rescue a great holiday season and start off an incredible 2008.